Trey Songz wants to see your best love faces. Is Gucci Mane getting married? What does Queen Latifah, Lisa Ray, and Stacey Dash all have in common? And Raz B and his brother get knocked the fuck out in Atlanta. Next on the Stylistic Report. How you doing? It's Miss Stylistic, and I'm in tune with T-Mill, updating you all with the deets from the streets from BeStylistic.com. Guess what? It's time for the Stylistic Report for Thursday, January 20th. Are y'all ready to get into it? I know I am. Well, you don't have to be lonely for Valentine's Day if you leave it up to Trey Songz, because, ladies, Trey Songz wants to see your best love faces when he comes to a city near you during his Valentine's Day weekend tour. In addition, Trey has also launched his Love Faces collection, and Trey wants to see your sexy ass all up in his gear. Log on to BeStylistic.com to check his tour dates and watch his special Valentine's message. You don't want to miss this. Maybe he'll retweet you on Twitter. Child, I guess love is in the air. As if a big ugly ice cream tattoo on his face wasn't enough, word on the street is Gucci Mane might be getting married. I don't know if it's 100% true yet, but this Atlanta female rapper named Mac Breezy, that Gucci Mane's been known to be involved with before, claims that she and Gucci Mane are renewing their vows on her birthday, which is actually Valentine's Day. Also, her Facebook status says engaged, so chill, I don't know. Are y'all renewing vows or getting married? Or what, girl? I don't know. Make up your mind. Or perhaps this bitch forgot to take her bipolar medication. So, Be Stylistic will stick close to the story and keep you all posted on the real details very soon. So, what does Queen Latifah, Lisa Ray, and Stacey Dash all have in common? Now, I could be real messy right now, or I could just tell you that Queen Latifah is the executive producer in a VH1 drama series called Single Ladies, and Lisa Ray and Stacey Dash are the stars of the show. The two-hour premiere is coming up on May 30th at 10 p.m., and I cannot wait to see this. You know the show is supposed to be about how hard it is for women to find a good man in Atlanta and the ATL social scene. You know they should have been casting me for this part so I could act it all out. Nobody can do it better than me. I got it down to a T. But anyway, from the looks of the trailer, it looks really, really good. And they're comparing it to Girlfriends and Sex in the City already. You can watch a sneak peek on Be Stylistic. Okay, y'all need to get into that. Month after month, Raz B and his brother Ricky Romance have gotten on all of our goddamn nerves across the internet. Well, a few people finally shut them the hell up and made them look like the bitches they really are. Look, okay, so Raz B was supposed to perform at the Salute the DJs event in Atlanta on Tuesday. But when Raz B and Ricky Romance approached the stage, boy, Young Jock's security team straight whooped them tricks. Nah, it ain't funny for people to get beat up, but y'all know them two jerks deserved it. You hear me? Why Young Jock's people? Well, you have to go to the site to find out what kind of beef Young Jock has with Raz B and his brother Ricky Romance. And you can watch the video of the club security manhandling those two out of the club and Raz B getting on his knees like he's used to doing, begging to go back inside. Boy, was a sight to see. They was over there acting like some bitches. Ha ha. All right, now I am OUT out of here. While I'm gone, you better be hitting up my site, BeStylistic.com, for more sort of craziness, music, fashion, relationship advice, and more. You be you, but I'm a BeStylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic, and I will see you all next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.